For Camilla Mutima, providing menstrual supplies would be a step toward uplifting girls in Zimbabwe. Mutima says lack of sanitary ware is a barrier to school girls like her, who sometimes are forced to skip school.
I don't even think that there should be a price pegged on sanitary ware. Menstruation isn't a choice. If a person doesn't get assistance on such issues like sanitary hygiene, it might cause a lot of health issues. They should issue subsidies to people who manufacture sanitary ware so that it's provided for free.
Some private organizations are working to provide reusable menstrual pads to poorer children, but Mutima says this does not ease the burden.
We need to use disposable pads instead of using reusable sanitary, because the time that you use to wash that and the soap, you also need money to buy the soap to make sure that that thing is clean. You also need water to make sure that the material is clean. And regarding our situation in Zimbabwe, sometimes we've got water, sometimes we don't have water, sometimes we have money for soap, sometimes we don't have money for soap.
Chipo Masbanda is a university student in Harare. Masbanda says coming from an impoverished rural family, pads are unaffordable.
The issue of sanitary ware, I think we have to be given it for free because it's not even affordable. Some of us, we come from different backgrounds where we cannot gets money.
Yolanda Nyatanga is a social work student in Harare. She started the organization Youth Inspire to distribute sanitary ware to rural girls and those from poor suburbs in Harare.
Most of the population here in Zimbabwe is comprised of those that are not employed. The cheapest package costs $1. So for a girl child to access sanitary pads at $1 per packet, it is difficult. And our parents cannot even afford to buy one for us. So I would suggest that the government would assist in making it possible for us to access sanitary pads for free, just as the way we are even accessing condoms for free.
In 2020, the government passed a law to provide free sanitary materials in schools, and the finance ministry set aside funding to do so. However, the pads have not reached everyone. Chiedza Sakala says the programs has not reached a rural school in the Midlands province.
We have heard about the provision of free sanitary ware, but since 2020 we have not received any. I stay at home when on my menstruation because I use clothes which sometimes leak. I therefore cannot afford to go to school during that time of the month.
VOA did not get a response from the Minister of Women Affairs, Community Small and Medium Enterprises Development regarding gaps in supplies. VOA was also unable to reach the Finance Ministry on funding for the project. For VOA, this is Rutendo Mawere in Harare.